Hey, everybody, welcome in. Hey, it's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we are talking about a brand new high school coming in our area, serving all the surrounding communities, and it's called Valor Christian High School. Co-founder Luke Patterson is here to tell us about the plans and the purpose for this high school. So moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, students too, stay with us because this could be for you. All right, we're going to take that first break. It's coming right now. We're going to do a little business and we will be back.
His music, his way. Charlie Crockett.
And it's the band.
Live.
That's what they say.
Friday, July 21st, the Fox Theater. Charlie Crockett.
Trinity River.
The new album, The Band from Waco, out now. Tickets are on sale now at foxtheaterspokane.com or by phone 509-624-1200. Charlie Crockett, live.
Horseback riding time is finally here. If you're in the market for some great used tack at reasonable prices, come into the co-op and see what Angela has on the floor. Find great used saddles, bridles, halters, and more in stock now at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Make this the summer at Findlay Jeep Superstore. Make this the summer to trade in your old ride. Make this the summer to start a new adventure. And make this the summer to save on a new Jeep at the Inland Northwest's only standalone Jeep Superstore. This month, save an extra 10% off any 2023 Jeep Compass. And returning lessees can save an extra $5,000 on a new two-row or three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee. You can also make this the summer with a new truck from Findlay Dodge Ram. Findlay has Ram 1500s starting at $43,983 plus tax and fees. Save an extra $4,000 on select Ram heavy-duty trucks. Findlay beats any competitor's offer. Get the Findlay best price. Findlay will meet or beat any competitor's written offer on a new vehicle of similar make, model, trim, MSRP, and factory rebates. All prices plus tax and fees. Financing on approved credit. Visit Findlay Dodge Ram and Jeep Superstore in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex or online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-789-4407 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-789-4407 now. Again, 800-789-4407. That's 800-789-4407.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Join me now and say hello and welcome to Luke Patterson. He is one of the co-founders with Valor Christian High School. Luke, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Barbara.
You know, I introduced you as co-founder, but I'm thinking, you know, you are on the countdown to registration. I'm thinking you're wearing a lot of hats to get things done.
I sure am. And, you know, really all of us on the team are. With something like this, you have to be able to do a lot of different things all at once. And we're really excited for this opportunity. Every day it gets closer, and we just can't wait to open those doors.
Well, let's begin with your vision for this school. What are the plans? What's the purpose for this high school?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, there is a big need. We have a local Christian school that goes from K to eighth grade. But after that, there's not really anywhere for Christian parents to put their kids that's not a secular public education option. And so there's been a big need for a while, and that's an important reason for why we've moved forward. But I think even more broadly, we look around at the world and we see the way that things are going, and we realize that all is not right. And specifically, kids, the way that they're growing up, the type of education that they're getting, we believe that it's lacking some very key important things, the things that this country was founded on, the ideas and principles, which really, when you boil it down, it comes to biblical worldview, seeing the world in a biblical way. And so our vision is to educate and equip the young people of the area in the high school grades as they are forming the way that they view the world, they're forming the way that they view themselves and the purpose of their life. And so that as they mature into adults, they have that foundation and that footing to be productive citizens, to have healthy families, and to be able to function well in a world that is increasingly more complex and in some ways more chaotic. And so we feel like it's, man, what a great mission, serving young people, helping prepare them for successful lives. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. And I think, as you say, it's exciting to me also because it's going to be a Christian or a biblical worldview, which is so important. Before we go into other areas, let's get a few details out for our audience. First of all, where is the campus located?
Yeah, it's a good question. So in town here in Sandpoint on Division Street, there's a big church, North Summit Church. A lot of people are familiar with it, and we've partnered with them to have part of their space. So that's going to be where our campus is for year one. And if things go well, you know, we might be looking at 2 or 3 years there. And then eventually, you know, we're going to probably outgrow that space pretty quickly.
And what is your target date for first day of class?
Yeah, first day of class this year is September 6th.
So let's give our audience, and we will repeat this a couple of times during the program, but if we have people that are interested in learning more about you, learning what the costs are, that we're going to talk about that, but and even applying, where can they go? How do they do that?
ValorSandpoint.com is our website address, and we have so much information on there. Background information on the mission and vision of the school. We answer all of the common questions that parents have. We have our application form available on there. So definitely reference that, valorsandpoint.com.
Absolutely. I want to underline that, valorsandpoint.com. I visited their website a couple of times. Tons of information, very clear, easy to navigate. But Luke, what I really liked, and I listened to a couple of them, and I looked at the other ones, you have some videos that you recorded that you have posted on that website. So they're all good. You talked about the worldview that you just kind of referenced, but a little bit more in depth. What are some of the other topics that you cover? And then there's one I want you to go into in depth with us. But what are some of the topics you've got there?
Sure. Yeah. I think one of the big ones is what is the purpose of education? And there's a lot of different viewpoints about that. And what I've come to believe is that education is really about preparing a young person for life as an adult. And certainly there's facts, there's information, there are things that have to be learned. But I believe that sometimes we can tend too far in that direction and we miss what is the big picture. What are we actually doing with education? And I think that we are really shaping the way that people view the world. We're shaping their value system. We're shaping what they believe about what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong, what is the purpose of humanity here on the earth. And I think if we neglect those things, then we miss out on what we really should be doing.
You know, this may cross over into what you've just been talking about, but there was one video that the title intrigued me, and so I listened to most of it, and it had to do with encouraging parents to look for the long view, to look for the end result. And I was just, I had never really looked at education that way. It's like, get the kids enrolled, they're freshmen, they're this, they're that, you're looking maybe as far away as college, but maybe not even that yet. So talk about that a little bit, Luke, because I thought that was really, really good.
Sure. Yeah. We can be so short-sighted as people in so many different ways. And I think that that has been one of our big mistakes over time as an American country, is that we have become very short-sighted. We think about today, we think about maybe tomorrow. When it comes to our kids and education, yeah, you know, I think at the most we're thinking about, what's that first job going to be? What's that career going to be?
Exactly.
And that's it. And some parents don't even think that far ahead. But my view is that there's a whole lot more life after that first job. There's potentially marriage. There's potentially kids. There's broader engagement with the civic community. And failure to think about that, to think about, you know, how are my kids going to treat me when I'm old, when I'm elderly, like the whole lifespan, right? And education, when done right, can really help prepare a young person to engage with all of those things, not just preparing them to be a good worker in a career. And while that's certainly important, it's just one facet of many.
I really like that. It's almost like saying, what are all the skill sets that my kids need to be successful adults who have wisdom and integrity, and they can go about life in a way that's thoughtful. And I just like that, to really think through things, because I know that when I was coming through the age of these high school kids, I was very short-sighted. And life has been good to me. God has been very good to me. But it's been a lot of serendipity. You know, it took a while for me to get my planning shoes on. So anyway, I like that. I like that a lot, I guess, because it really resonated for me. All right, some questions that I know our listeners want to know about. What about accreditation? Where are you? What is the accrediting group for a school like yours?
Yeah, the number one accrediting group for Christian private schools in America is ACSI. They're really big. They've been around for a long time. We're currently members with them, and we are beginning our accreditation process. It's probably going to take a year or two. But, you know, all of our curriculum is currently accredited. So it's been vetted and reviewed. It's in good standing. And so certainly we'll get into this a little bit more, but because we're just starting with the first couple of grades, by the time our students graduate, we fully expect to have that accreditation. And that will help provide just a little bit more ease when it comes to college admissions and employment.
A couple of questions. First of all, for our audience, ACSI is Association of Christian Schools International. And does that accreditation, is that accepted by all or the majority of colleges and universities in the United States, as well as any international education that a student may want?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And the other thing is, your curriculum is already accredited, which I think is very impressive. So is that a curriculum that we would, I mean, what are the highlights of that curriculum that you selected it for your school?
Yeah, well, that goes back to our mission and vision. And, you know, we have such a focus on biblical worldview that we knew that we needed to have a curriculum that had that baked in from the beginning. So when we're learning about science, history, mathematics, literature, the students are learning these things within a framework that takes the Bible at face value and says that, you know, the Bible is actually true. We can believe it, and it is authoritative to help shape how we view these subjects, how we learn them, how we interpret things. And so the curriculum does teach the subjects from that perspective. And additionally, they're time-tested curriculum. And that's really important to us. We wanted something that's been around the block a few times.
Yes.
And that curriculum certainly has. It's very well known and held in high regard. And so we felt like, wow, this is going to be a good asset to these students.
You know, quite some time ago, I don't know when it was that I first spoke to you about being on the radio, but I had Googled Valor Christian High School and clicked on it when it popped up, but it was in Colorado. And so, of course, then I changed it to Sandpoint, and there you guys were. But I'm just wondering, is it just a coincidence on the same names, or is there kind of a group of high schools that are called Valor and they're loosely connected?
Yeah, no connection. We're completely independent.
Okay.
And it was just the name. You know, it's pretty hard these days to find a name that's not been used anywhere else unless you make one up. And we felt like Valor as a word really captured our mission and our heart. We feel like as individuals, especially Christians, and then especially young adult Christians, what do you need in order to live your faith out these days? And it really is courage. It is valor. That's why we landed on that word, and we're really excited to run with it.
I like it too. We've already said that families can get a lot of information on your website, valorsandpoint.com, and they can learn about, your position on different things. What about the costs?
Yeah, that information is available on the website as well. We, it is tuition based. Our tuition is certainly within the ballpark of the other private schools that are located here in town. It's kind of a balancing act because we certainly want it to be accessible to as many parents who are interested as possible. Yet at the same time, we don't, nor do we really want any of that government funding. And so we have to make it sustainable from a business perspective and ensure that we can hire and retain high quality teachers and staff and have this school be successful for the long run. We want it to be here way after we're dead and gone. We want it to be a long-term asset to this community.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is my opinion. I'm not speaking for Luke or Valor Christian High School, but for many years now, I have been a supporter of choice in education. And true choice in education, all these millions and millions and millions of dollars that the state of Idaho and also money from the feds that come in is only distributed to public schools. So if you want your child to go to a private school, a private faith-based school, or just a private school or a military academy or, whatever you think is good for your family, then you are paying that as well as your taxes. Now, my question then is, there is concern with like homeschools, I'm sure, and maybe Christian private schools, that if you do receive, if there is school choice and the parents get the money to spend, that somehow there will be strings attached to that from the government. So do you think that that is something that's doable in the future and that private schools could live with if parents could, they make the choice on where they're going to spend that education money?
Certainly. I mean, I think that's a big step in the right direction. How it's actually rolled out has to be done right and properly. And there's a number of states, even last year, that added school choice into their model. And so it's not a new uncovered territory. It's been done before. It can be done again. And I'm a big fan of it. I think that's a good thing to give parents the ability to choose an education style and solution that best matches their personal needs of their family. I think families are the best ones to ascertain what their kids need,
yes.
not a distant government bureaucracy. And so the more that we can put that back into the hands of parents, I think is going to be a really positive net gain in our country.
I think it's good for our listeners, those that may not be as well read on the issues of school choice, to be reminded that Idaho would not be reinventing the wheel. I mean, there are other states that have done this. They're doing it successfully. And I mean, we just have to trust in the wisdom of the parents, and that there would be, as you say, the way it gets rolled out will determine a lot of this. All right, we are up against a break right now. We're going to take it, but we have a lot more to cover with Luke Patterson. He's one of the co-founders of Valor Christian High School, opening in Sandpoint this fall.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Hefty to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HEFTY to 42424. That's Hefty to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with Luke Patterson. He's one of the co-founders of Valor Christian High School, brand new high school, opening this fall in Sandpoint. You can get a lot of information, more than we're going to be able to get to today, at valorsandpoint.com, and lots of information there. I've been on their website several times, and I encourage you to take a look and see if it's going to be a match maybe for your family or for somebody that you know. Well, Luke, I appreciate your taking time. I know how busy you are getting all of this off the ground. Tell us a little bit about your background and training and how you got into doing something like this.
Sure, Barbara. Yeah, you know, I'm no one special. And I think that's one of the takeaways, right? I have a background in business and technology, and working with people and leadership. But really, I think when it comes down to it is when we see a need in the community, when we see that we can do something to help, we need to. You know, I think that we just need to jump in. And that's certainly, I've seen that happening around the country over the past few years, especially as parents understanding, hey, here's what's going on. Maybe there's some issues and maybe I can help. Maybe I can step in. I can lend a voice. I can lend a hand and we can help improve things. And I think that's been one of the takeaways that I've come with. Certainly you need experts who have institutional knowledge to help you along the way. But really, people just need leadership. They need to know, okay, we can do something to help this situation. Let's go together and try to make a difference.
You know, that kind of speaks to the issue we talked a little bit on break about, and that's how to, you know, to have families who are lined up with your mission and your purpose and your worldview. So how will you establish that? Will you have interviews with families and students?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a private Christian school isn't really for everybody. And our hope is that we're putting out there enough, you know, here's what we believe. Here's our mission. Here's what we're hoping that a student, how they're able to think, how they're able to solve problems, how they're able to make decisions once they leave. And we're just hoping to find parents who say, yeah, you know, that's what I want for my son. That's what I want for my daughter. And we'll be able to have a lot of alignment there. So we do have an interview process. We spend some time sitting down and getting to know the parents and the student and really talking about what are your goals as a student? You know, what are your goals for high school? Or as a parent, what are some outcomes that you want to see when they graduate from high school? And that's just a great process because it really helps us understand, are we wanting the same things? And if so, then yeah, that's going to be a great fit and we can move forward.
So I'm curious, how would a typical day, though it may change if you have some classes like Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule the way they do now, but how would a typical day go? What will be some of the activities that will be included in a day at the school?
Well, you know, we have normal class periods, as you would expect. We're doing a 4-day school week, so Tuesday to Friday.
Families, I think families are going to like that.
I think so, too. And that's been the feedback that we've gotten widely, is to be able to have Mondays off is a good thing. So there are a little bit longer days. We start at 7:25 in the morning. We go to 3:40 in the afternoon. And, you know, we have all of the normal classes that you would expect: science, history, literature, PE, health, math, etc. But then we also have some electives that we're really excited about offering. We start the day off for all of the grades with a biblical studies class. In this first year, we're covering worldview foundations, and that's about an hour long. And then we have a couple other electives that we're offering as well. Keyboarding is one, so how to actually type with a keyboard. So many kids these days, they are just used to swiping and tapping on a flat screen, and they don't know how to type. And, you know, being out in the business world, that is actually a skill that is in demand.
So. Hold that thought. I have a laptop that I can do swipe the screen, but I have a desktop that's older, and I cannot believe that I will sit there and it'll take me a nanosecond or three, and I'm swiping the screen. I can't figure out why it's not responding to me, and I realize it doesn't do that. So I am on board with that whole keyboarding class. You know, get that groove going in your brain.
Indeed. Yeah. And, you know, our second one is personal finance, foundations in personal finance. That's a Dave Ramsey curriculum that's been widely used.
Nice.
Well received by the broader community here in the United States. Really helps kids begin to understand, how do you budget? How do you save money? How does credit and debt work? How can I plan for college and paying for that? How do I deal with taxes? You know, all the things that a lot of kids nowadays aren't necessarily getting by the time they graduate.
How about how to make change?
Yeah.
Some nitty gritty stuff.
There you go. Yeah, indeed. And then our third and final one that we're offering this first year is a music theory and choir class. And we're doing that in partnership with the Music Conservatory here in Sandpoint. That's a really great offering that we have because that course is accredited already through the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. Those credits are transferable to Lake Pendre School District if that would be needed. And you know, overall, what I hope that people hear through these is that they're all focused on what are things that are actually going to help you in life as an adult. They're not just, let's entertain the students, let's just purely have fun, but they're really, really oriented towards shaping future adults and leaders and people who can function with excellence in their life and be able to move past the day-to-day struggles and contribute to a broader society.
A couple of questions about, I know that Sandpoint High School allows dual enrollment. You mentioned you'd have PE classes. Sandpoint High School offers dual enrollment, as I understand it, into like football, you know, basketball. Do you think that's something your school would, I mean, obviously you would allow it if that's what parents want to do, but would you encourage that or what do you think?
Yeah, so for our sports program, you know, there's so many different directions that you can go, and there's an economy of scale that takes place. With a new school starting small, we have decided to partner with an existing team in a league here. The team is Kootenai Thunder.
Yes.
They've been around for a long time, and they play in a league called Mountain Christian League. And that contains a number of different private Christian schools in the area. They all play together. It's a really positive experience. So our students are going to be joining those teams at Kootenai Thunder for this first year.
And that's like football and basketball and track? Or what is, do you know what's included? I can't remember right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's basketball, soccer, and volleyball, I believe.
Both boys and girls. Okay,
yep.
Good.
So we're doing that the first year. And then year two, we're going to have our own team, the Valor Royals. We'll be playing in that same league, but we'll have enough students at that point to have our own separate team. And we're really excited about that. Like you mentioned, there's going to be some cases where a parent wants their student to go play at the public high school team. And we're certainly fine with that. You know, again, it's really up to the parents and what they think is best for the kids. But for everyone else, we're going to have this option. It's going to be branded with the school. So it's all part of the school. And we're really excited to be able to offer something like that to the students in the community.
I don't know if this kind of situation would come up, but what about homeschool parents who really want to, I guess they could homeschool all day Monday if they wanted to, but do you see yourself working in some capacity with homeschool parents?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a number of reasons. I mean, I'm a big fan of homeschooling. I think that it's a great model. But those high school years can sure get hard, especially with things like math. And so we want to be a resource, whether that's full-time students who come in and just want to go all in with us, or we actually are offering all of our classes a la carte. Mm-hmm. So individual classes, if you are a homeschooling parent and you say, man, I really need help in algebra too, I have everything else covered, then you can enroll your child for just that class for the whole year. Not only are they going to be able to get in-person instruction, but they're also going to be with other kids their age who are like-minded.
Yes.
And there's something powerful in that sense of community that you're not the only one. And there's a certain camaraderie that's really powerful there.
You know, Luke, I just want to underline what you just said. Now, these were, high school kids included, but I think the younger kids really paid a price for the lockdowns and COVID. That sense of community, that camaraderie, the social skills that they're learning. Homeschool kids get social skills. It's not like they're isolated out in the woods someplace.
Correct.
It's just a complete separation sometimes for some families if there aren't a lot of siblings or neighbors really close by. I don't know. Parents would make up their own mind. But it's really, really important for, especially at the high school level. And that's when you really start, boys and girls start noticing each other and you're really developing important social skills. So I can see that really working together with homeschools and your school to come together on some of those issues and some of those activities.
Yeah, I think so. And even when it comes to being able to communicate ideas, defend ideas, yeah, argue in a proper way ideas and debate, those are powerful things that I think are often lacking. Thinking critically, but also knowing how to communicate those thoughts. And that's something that we hope to really highlight at this school and provide plenty of opportunities for our students to engage with.
Do you have a debate teacher lined up or a speech and debate teacher type person?
What we're doing for year for our second year, we don't have anything for our first year, but there is a great speech and debate club that is kind of regional for Northern Idaho that's been around for a long time, very well known, and we're likely going to be engaging our own club with them and using them as a resource, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, long term, we have lots of dreams. We have lots of things that we hope to offer the community, and we're starting small, but certainly being able to do that is important to us.
I love this a la carte idea. I love the 4-day week with Monday off for skiing or family activities, family little day trips that are so important for all the bonding that can go on. Plus, Dad can make his plans. If he can have a part or all of Monday off, depending on his work schedule, he could spend a lot more time with his kids, which is like at the top of the list right there.
Yeah.
All right, we're up against our last break. This is the last one we're going to take. We're going to do it right now. When we come back, we still have more to talk about with Luke Patterson. He's with the Valor Christian High School right here in Sandpoint.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who buy their tractors at Jordan Sales and Service.
And those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
It's the season of convertible tractors at Jordan Sales and Service. Enjoy the wind in your hair and the sun on your skin. Now is your chance for the perfect farmer's tan with your new convertible tractor. We sell the full line of TYM and Coyote compact tractors. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer and home of the I Love My Tractor. Located in Post Falls at 715 North Pleasant View Road or online at jordansales.com.
Shop end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 70% off select vanities like the Allen and Roth Vanity Combo. Was $1,399, now $409. Get great deals now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/19. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA!
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
The music!
Event!
Of summer!
I'll take you dancing!
ABC Tomorrow, it's CMA Fest's 50th anniversary.
I could not be more excited.
With performances by
Luke Bryan,
Keith Urban,
Carly Pierce,
Luke Combs,
Shelly Roll,
and more.
Plus
summer's hottest collaborations. Cody Johnson and Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert and Avril Lavigne.
Come on!
Dierks Bentley, Elle King, and Lainey Wilson host. Tomorrow on ABC and stream next day on Hulu.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, everyone. Welcome in again. We're here in our last segment. We're talking with Luke Patterson, one of the co-founders for Sandpoint, for Valor Sandpoint, Valor Christian High School. You know what? The reason is because the website is valorsandpoint.com. So, earlier in the program, Luke, you talked about something that I am very intrigued by, and I think it's really foundational to what you're doing, and that's you're planning to teach, talk about, and have these students explore and ask themselves good questions about worldview. Why is it important? What is it? And how does that fit into a high school curriculum?
That's a big question. I don't know if we have enough time to fully unpack that, but there's base assumptions that we bring to all of life. There are assumptions about, you know, how do we get here? What are we here for? What's right? What's wrong? Where do those things come from? Where does purpose come from? All of those things. And there's different answers for them, depending on who you talk to, depending on where you come from. And they don't all agree. They actually mostly disagree. And so we begin to realize as we were working through this school that that the base assumptions that you hold to really are one of the most powerful things that you'll have in your whole life, because they determine every decision that you're going to make, how you make it, why you make it, and how you interpret information that you find. You know, facts are facts, but we do interpret them. And I think what we've all begun to realize is you can take one fact and two different people can interpret them very differently. Why is that? It's because they have different worldviews. They view the world differently. And we believe that the Christian Bible gives us the truest, most right and accurate and perfect way of viewing the world. And yeah, that's a big claim. That's a big claim that a lot of people maybe don't agree with, but we believe that it's true. And as such, we think that one of the best things we can give to our kids at this high school is that biblical worldview. And so that they can actually make sense of, why am I here? What's my purpose? Why should I make some decisions certain ways? Why should I say no to things that maybe are attractive to me or that seem like they benefit me if it's wrong to do so? And so we feel like we're going to be able to give these kids something that they can actually point to navigate life, to navigate hard choices, to navigate a culture that's changing rapidly. We can teach them about specifics and culture, but giving them the actual tools to navigate themselves will help set them up for lifelong success. And we believe that a biblical worldview is the best way to do that. We believe that it gives you solid morals, ethics, and it's just such an amazing thing that we want to highlight from the top to the bottom in the school, from the policies that we have put into place, the rules, to the curriculum that we've chosen, to the types of teachers that are going to be teaching classes. We're all really united around this idea of communicating and educating all of these courses from a biblical perspective.
You know, I just agree with that so much, that, you know, having a good worldview is important. It's amazing. And it really does help you navigate life. It helps you make the choices you need to make. But what is so important about this, in my thinking, Luke, for the high school student, is they are forming that. They, you know, if young people do things because their parents say you do it this way, the minute you're out of the house, you are swimming on your own. And I am one of those people. I mean, you know, I went from a small high school to the University of Illinois, and huge university. And I was in a sorority, so that helped me a little bit. I had some protection there. But really, I was a little fish in a big puddle for about my freshman year. It was just overwhelming because I hadn't solved some of those issues yet in my mind and in my heart. What was my worldview? What was this right or was this wrong, you know? And it's not so much that you're going to get totally set in your ways. You're still going to explore life and do things. But to have some kind of a foundation that you have talked about with teachers and looked at together with your fellow high schoolers is so powerful. It's so good. I just really, really agree with that whole worldview, and that young people need to explore that and talk about it and base it on the Bible. Amen.
Indeed. Indeed. You know, if you're a parent, one of the first questions that you'll hear with young kids is, but why? But why? And I don't think that that stops, right? Like, we are taught things by our parents, some good, some bad. But at the end of the day, the question is, but why?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I just pursue things that are good for me? Selfish things. Like, why is that a bad thing? Right?
Yeah.
And I think that we have to have an answer. And I believe that the Bible gives us the best answer for those questions that we can all go to together. It's not just one person who's coming up with ideas that everyone else follows. It's, we believe that God has the right to say, but why? And we should obey.
Yeah. A couple of questions as we're winding down here. What about parent participation? Will there be, can they attend, can they sit in on classes, or will there be a PTO organization? How's that going to work?
Yeah, I think year two, we're going to put something in place for that's more formal, kind of like PTO. But from the very beginning, we want our parents to be more involved than not. Not only for practical reasons, because we could use help in a lot of things, but two, the more that parents are involved with what their kids are learning, the better it is for the kids, for the school. You know, we're wanting to do this in community. We see what we're doing as an extension of the parents' responsibility.
Yeah.
Not that we're coming in and imposing something on them. So we certainly will invite the parents of our students to come in, sit in on classes, volunteer for field trips and driving, and help lead some of our clubs. We're really excited about that.
I think the parents will be excited too, because I see it, you know, we never get off the learning curve, no matter how old we are. And I think parents are going to benefit from some of these things that perhaps they didn't have the benefit of when they were in high school. So I think it'll make, they will be appreciative parents and maybe even better parents for this curriculum that their students are going to have. And I want to go back to the electives. I love the electives that you've got, keyboarding and finance and with the music conservatory. Very powerful. All right, about 30 seconds. What's on your website? How do people find out more information?
Yeah, our website is valorsandpoint.com. We have a bunch of stuff on there. We have frequently asked questions that prospective parents are going to have. We have information about our tuition, our courses, our classes, our schedule, our mission, vision, all of that stuff is on there. So please visit valorsandpoint.com. And then if you have any additional questions, we have our email on the bottom. We respond to those right away. And we would love to talk to you if you're interested in the school for your kids. We're really excited about it.
All right, we're going to let that be the last word. Lots of information that you can get at that website. Thank you so much, Luke Patterson, for being with us today and sharing your vision. I appreciate it. All right, come on back next week. Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, will be with us again because there's a lot going on. He has all the details we need. There are budget hearings in process right now. He's got those for your calendar. In fact, two are this week, Thursday the 20th from 1 to 4 and Friday the 21st from 9 to noon. There are budget hearings, and you can get that information on the Bonner County website. West Bonner County School District will be talking about that recall election. Only certain voters, you know, we're going to detail that for you and where to go vote. And also a new voter registration law that went into effect here in Idaho. And I want to spend some time on this because there's already a group trying to push an injunction against it. And it's very upsetting to me. If somebody wants to be against that law, I can deal with that, but don't lie about it. Don't use misinformation to try to stir things up. Anyway, more of that next week, so check it out. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.